Mics are hot. I just said into a hot mic. How's that for you? Mics are hot. Just saying that into the hot mic. Hey, this is Kate, and you are listening to the Monday Morning Scramble live from the beautiful Jean Bosch Broadcast Studio. And I am joined in person by two of my very favorite people. I have Elizabeth Klobe and Janet McAlpin here from UMO and O Space for Arts and Community. And also joining us is Amy Dreher from the Chamber of Commerce, newly appointed, what did you say? Newly minted.
Yeah, newly minted.
Executive Director. And over on the Zooms, we have Jimmy Garver. Jimmy, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yay! Yes. Hey, Jimmy.
And I'm sorry for that little tiny camera, because you can only see a part of Janet and Elizabeth there.
Oh, that is totally fine.
Yeah. And we can hear you. And that's all that matters. Because guess what? This is radio.
It's radio.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, that's why I look like I do. I've got a face for radio, as they say. So, oh my gosh, you guys are here to talk about the upcoming UMO production of Squeeze.
Yes.
So let's get to it.
Yes.
Squeeze.
Yay. There's a whole bunch of lights and buttons and stuff. And sometimes I hit the right ones and sometimes I don't. Yes. So actually, before we get into the production, please introduce yourselves for those listeners who live under a rock and don't know who you are.
I'm Elizabeth Klobe. I'm the executive artist of the UMO Ensemble, which is now a program of Open Space, which we're very excited about. Yeah, that's me. And I'm also directing Squeeze.
Excellent. I'm one of the founders of UMO Ensemble, and I am one of the founders of Open Space for Arts and Community. And Squeeze is a piece that's been knocking around in my head for about 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So I am the artistic lead on Squeeze, and Elizabeth's directing.
Excellent. And on the Zooms, in the Zooms land, we have Jimmy.
Yeah, hi, I'm Jimmy Garver. I'm a sound designer and composer based in New York State. And often, I guess, fairly frequent collaborator of the UMO
yes.
Ensemble.
He's a long distance ensemble member,
yeah.
Collaborator, yes.
And good friend.
Yes.
Excellent. And thank you for sending over some music as well. We'll be playing some of those little clips. I've already listened to them and they're quite magical. So thank you for that, Jimmy. Great.
Yes.
All right. So tell us what's going on.
Well, I think the first thing we want you all to know is that Squeeze is happening at Open Space May 12th, 13th, and 14th. And so we want everybody to come. We've set a very ambitious goal. We want 400 people to come and see the show.
We're going
to
meet that goal.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that. We are meeting that goal.
So come be part of it. It's going to be exciting.
300?
Four hundred.
I'm like, 400? That's it?
Well, it's for three performances, and
you can do it.
We can.
Yep.
And we have a whole different options of ticket pricing tiers. Open Space has a no one turned away for lack of funds policy, so everyone is welcome. Everyone can come and enjoy the show and interact with the show. There is audience interaction,
and there's
in
a talk back at the
yes,
end.
Yes, talk back about the process and.
That's
and,
very cool.
Meeting and chatting with the artists.
Nice. And so how many people are part of this ensemble?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah, it is great.
Yeah, it kind of extends. We have the UMO Ensemble, which is five members. We also have two guest artists. We also have a couple of voiceover folks, a couple of movers. So I think total there's nine involved.
And then there's
Seven
our stage manager who was doing choreography with us, the wonderful Alethea Dulstead.
Yeah.
And then there are also the playwright Trista Baldwin, who's kind of like Elizabeth. Trista and I are like peas in a pod, but the pod extends into the ensemble and the voiceover folks and the acrobatic conundrum folks. Terry Crane and Emma Curtis are with us, and they're amazing, magical movers. They're joining us as those movers that Elizabeth was talking about. And then we extend back into the process. We've been working. We've invited everybody we knew to come and work with us over the last 2 years. So we've had the voice, hearts, minds, and bodies moving in space, trying stuff, about 35 people have come in and helped us dream this up. So
that's
We had a
super
really
collaborative,
lovely, fortunate opportunity during COVID to when we were sort of deciding how we were going to create this piece, and we had imagined so many voices and different inputs. And we have this process called Compost, where we invite all these artists and we basically pay them to come and workshop with us. And we take the idea and we mutate it, and we kind of, I like to think of it as throwing it up on the wall and seeing what falls and sort of disseminates. And then so we have this whole rich body of material from artists from all different kinds of disciplines, whether it's, you know, playwrights, movers, musicians,
dancers,
actors,
acrobats.
Yes, yes. All actors. Of those folks have contributed. And so have, I feel like they've sort of supported the work that is now rising to the top.
That's very exciting. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I need to say something. So what I need to say is UMO is, you know, I think about what you do. It's physical, how do you describe it? Physical theater.
Physical theater.
Mm-hmm. I love this phrase. Emily Pennick, also, who worked with us at ACT and is now traveling the world, is our marketing director for this show and for UMO. And she wrote this great thing in the press release: an absurd and Beckett-inspired, darkly comedic show that's family-friendly.
There's been so many things said that terrify me about this, but intrigued, like in a terrified, intrigued way, like 35 people and moving and speaking, darkly comedic, Beckett, family friendly.
I know.
You've teased it out. Yeah. Is there like a storyline?
Yes, there is.
There is.
I mean, it's Beckett. So is there a storyline?
Yes.
Well, Beckett inspired, and I think, you know, Janet, it really, you know, emerged out of Janet's brain. But I think the two, we always like to start with questions when we begin a piece. And I think the two questions that kept just like going back and forth are, how are you squeezed? And how did we get here? So those are the two sort of operative questions that directed a lot of our improvisation, character work, the writings that Trista did with us. Trista is just fabulous. She she's a very well-known playwright, and she came into the rehearsal process and
from the beginning.
Yes,
she was there at the compost.
Yes, so she has really sort of sifted through, and we told her, we really want a story this time. We just don't want it to be this ambiguous blah, 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 blah. we want it to actually be a story with characters with a beginning, middle, and an end. And I said, that can be a little bit of a challenge for UMO. So so there's your challenge. And she rose to the challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say that this sentence, I'm loving what Emily wrote here. A renowned physical theater company invites the audience to witness the perfect blend of ensemble mastery. We have been doing this for over 30 years, so wow, it's true. Buster Keaton-inspired clowning, captivating kinetic choreography in their latest masterpiece, Squeeze, and conceived by Janet, written by Trista Baldwin in collaboration with UMO Ensemble and directed by Elizabeth Klob. Squeeze takes you on a journey through the depths of the human experience, finding humor in darkness and wisdom in mire. And I think Trista talks about this really eloquently. She talks about it being an allegory, basically, for how the heck did we get here? And so I love the allegorical frame for the story, because in the story, like I hope any good clowning, you'll see something, you go, oh yeah, that was me in my Amazon delivery yesterday. Or that was me at work when I could not get it all done. Or that was me when I had to live with my parents. Mm-hmm. So that you'll see yourself in different parts throughout the story.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And if you're just joining us, this is Kate Dowling live on the Monday Morning Scramble, and I'm joined in studio by Elizabeth Klob and Janet McAlpin, Amy Dreyer, and Jimmy. How you doing? You still there with us?
I'm good. And, oh, yeah.
And,
hi, yes.
So how did you get mixed up in all this?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was asked, and I accepted.
and that's how easy it was.
That's how easy it was. Yep, I just fell into it. But I mean, Actually, I think I asked. I think that the last time we did the Fail Better show, Janet was talking about the thing that she wants to do next, and she's talking about these platforms and ladders. And I was like, whoa, that sounds really cool. Can I, yeah. Can I help? How can I help? And so, and then, you know, I always get a lot of juice, a lot of energy, and a lot of like inspiration from the prompts, just from a few sentences and just knowing how all the folks out on Vashon are going to deal with music and sounds that I make. And so it's a loaded situation, which is really, which I feel like I respond to really well. It's joyful and difficult.
It's worth the pain.
Yeah.
So I'm just on your website here, and bigb.org, and 17 years of experience creating sound designs and composing music for live performance. And you work primarily with composed sound. I love this little bit here. Primarily with composed sound and the spoken word, often mixing the timbres of acoustic instruments and human voices with synthetic audio to sculpt imagined textures and environments.
Yes.
Bam.
That is my job. That is my job.
That,
and he's really good at it.
He does
too.
It like nobody else.
Yeah.
Can we
yeah.
hear some Jimmy?
Oh, heck yeah. yeah. Let's, I'm going to play the first one.
Do Wyatt.
Yes.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
All right. Let's,
What Jimmy, while we wait for this, Jimmy referred to the last project we did together, which was Fail Better, which was a show that we did at ACT. Are you ready?
I am, but
okay.
Finish
no,
your
that's
thought.
Okay.
Sorry.
And Jimmy created and performed with us on that one.
Oh
so,
my gosh!
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Here it comes.
I don't know, 24 boxes being flying through the air with things stacking.
Yeah, and I don't know, the first one, we just heard the very end of what's called Sue Wyatt. Came with there is the papers that were falling from the Twin Towers when they fell. Mm. And the intensity of the experience for people on the ground trying to pick up pieces and hold
everything
together.
Yeah.
So that's that lovely tango. So it's this really interesting juxtaposition. Jimmy, what's in the one we just listened to? What is that? I'm just really interested to hear what's in that composition in terms of what the raw materials you're working with.
Yeah. So yes, that's just a part. It's my voice. I mean, I'm like just like whispering a bit, and then it's super processed. It's my voice. Mm-hmm. There's a synthesizer, there's a Moog synthesizer, and a bass guitar, mm-hmm. and a drum machine. I mean, just your typical stuff.
nothing special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just whipped this up.
Yep. And I think that you had said that you wanted something that is very, you were looking just for something, I think you just said rhythmic, but also lithe and mm-hmm. quick and just kind of skipping along. So yeah, I think actually you guys are going to use the one without the bass line.
I think we're using both of them. I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're using the baseline one for a really fun, sort of a Rube Goldberg sort of inspired scene with boxes and things. And then mm-hmm. we're using the other one for a different section of,
for the very
beginning. First. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just something that kind of trips along. I also have a lot of context of a lot of, you know, what Trista was writing and why, and a lot of situations that the play is either talking about or embodying, and I have a lot of sources of other images and feelings, and then also some concrete, you know, specifics. Like, I need something around 4 minutes long, and these people are going to be in it. Oh, and you know what else is happening in this piece is I'm using. So a lot of the dialogue that the playwright has written was recorded. So I have access to a lot of kind of voiceover or actor voices mm-hmm. speaking. And so I'm using those as my palette, as I would any other instruments, and processing the sound of their voices. So that's in the play, as well as, you know, live actors speaking. And a lot of what I have been doing also is creating. Do you guys want to talk about the disruptions?
Yeah.
We have some really big moments. It's basically 7 episodes, but we have a big giant disruption in the middle of each episode. So basically our clown characters are kind of start at base one after every big giant disruption. And the disruptions can be sort of they symbolize big upsets that we've had in our culture, maybe in the last 20 years. So one of the disruptions, we draw inspiration from the 9/11 Twin Towers dropping. Another disruption is about gun violence and shootings. Another one is pandemic oriented. Another one is in the environment. So these disruptions each have a very specific. There's a Darien Gap one.
Which is in reference to people crossing
the Darien Gap. So they're all each episode disruption has sort of a specific sound texture that is, you know, completely takes us down basically.
Mm-hmm. And Jimmy has made, based on the information we've given him, this disruption. These are the flavors. This is the backstory. This is the what's happening in our minds. The audience mm-hmm. may or may not see anything like that, like the one that's based on, for example, people crossing the Darien Gap. It's you may not know anything about the Darien Gap. You may not see Darien Gap in it. You may have no, but we're all holding that together. And Jimmy's sound is carrying all of us through that, like, co-imagined choreography and movement and light mm-hmm. sequence that is mostly nonverbal in terms of the live actors. It's like a cataclysmic event that happens with Jimmy. Really, Jimmy's imagination and sound is basically creating the entire atmosphere and event. We're supporting it in a way.
Yeah.
And the movers that we have that called disruptors.
Yeah.
In that part of, so these disruptions are actually a massive impact on the flow of the piece and the story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can hear that too.
We don't have a disruption to listen to, do we?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, but I mean, it's easy to give it to you right now, if you'd like.
That'd be fun.
I can send you the link.
I'd love to listen to
that. That'd be great.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Which one?
Do the first one.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yes.
Number one.
Okay. So,
and here on live radio, we're going to witness how sound can move from the East Coast in a car.
Yeah, I'm in my car this
to
afternoon.
A West Coast storefront radio station.
Yeah. So,
and then
Kate,
get broadcast.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
And that was how fast it took to get from Jimmy's car to the Vashon Main Street station.
It's amazing and magical.
See if it works.
All right. Okay, here it comes. Go, go.
Moving away.
With about seven people moving on stage. That's pretty much about the end of that disruption. Yeah.
Whoa. That is intensely layered.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on there. Yes.
Whoa. Initially I was like, what? Oh my, that's a disruption. What's happening?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We've got the actors in there doing, you know, the performers all have a little bit in there and yeah.
It's so beautiful, Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
So
I thinned that out, I think. I think it used to be a lot. I think I took away a lot of screaming. I don't think there's much screaming in there at all anymore, actually.
The hola, 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 hola. Yeah. That was
there's all
yeah,
the
there's,
hellos,
there's all that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
But there were some yeah. But yeah. It, that's yeah. There's a lot going on.
Yes, yes, there is. Oh my gosh. So this is a multi, of course, multi-sensory experience. How is this the stage set? Is it around?
Oh, thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Max Sarkowski is designing the set, and we're so excited to be working with Max. He is so talented. And so it will be with at Open Space. It'll be mostly on the floor, just off the floor. He's doing some really unique treatments with both a painting of the ground, also, and plastic going up the back and over the top. So it's going to be this. He's going to light. He's also lighting. So he's designing this, the set and the light. And it's very layered in a similar fashion to Jimmy's sound. And it's going to evoke, you know, somewhere and nowhere, like a lot of Beckett. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. You'll think, oh, we're under the highway. No, we're in
the woods.
We're in nations. We're in the United Nations. No, oh,
we're in the ocean.
Yeah. So it's going to be.
Which we're in all of those places, yeah. Actually. but the physical pieces are three platforms and three ladders and one garbage can. So those are the set pieces.
The objects.
Yeah. Don't forget the garbage can.
No, it's never. Very important.
You can't do Beckett without
No.
And we're not doing Beckett. We're just inspired by Beckett. Just to be clear.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
And Buster Keaton inspired clowning.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Indeed.
Yeah, a little something for everyone there. Wow. Okay. So three performances only. Mm-hmm. This is May 12th, 13th, and 14th at, 12th and 13th at 7:30 and mm-hmm. Sunday, May 14th at 4 p.m.
That's right.
Taking place at Open Space for Arts and Community.
Correct. Yes.
I do want to say that I was at the gala for the museum at Open Space on Saturday.
Wonderful.
It was just divine. Thank you. Oh, I mean, that's exactly what Open Space is all about.
That's so great to hear.
Yep. It was a wonderful event. So thank you again.
Yeah.
So this, you can get your tickets right now at Open Space for Arts and Community. And I suggest you do because naturally you're going to sell out.
Mm-hmm.
For sure you will.
Yeah.
This sounds kind of blow your mind-ish. And, you know, most things UMO are, right? Like that's...
Well,
that's the beauty of UMO.
We strive to have impact, yeah. And we strive to connect with our audiences. And I'm just, this has been so long in the making. And of course, we always do our first work here on the island because this is our home. Mm-hmm. So we are so, so excited to share this with you.
And Vashon is the very best audience. And we've been told that time and time again from visiting artists.
Yeah.
Vashon is the best.
Me.
Yeah.
No. It doesn't surprise me.
Of course.
Me.
Well, so yeah, the ticket you can go. It's I'm just gonna say openspacevashon.com is where you go for your tickets.
Yes, and they are live, and you can get them right now. And I cannot thank you enough. Is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know or learn about this performance?
Just a big thank you to Voice of Vashon for supporting us. And this is actually, you know, we also did another project with Jimmy, who did all of the sound for Vic Spirit Made Flesh that premiered on Voice of Vashon. So it's just a continued relationship and a continued connection. So we're just so thankful for
thank
your support.
You. And I can't wait to talk to you on Give Big May 2nd and 3rd. I'm getting the schedule out to you so you know when you are.
Excellent.
Thank you so much, Janet. Thank and you. Elizabeth and Jimmy for joining us today. That was remarkable, and I'm looking forward to the performance. Oh, show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, bye, everybody.
You betcha.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to put a little bit of, I'm doing a bossa nova theme today, so that's what we're going to be listening to.
Oh, great.
Yeah, here we go. Shallow.